Because I haven't seen from the Lord's feet, but the Supreme Person Johnson, God had no point seeing. Therefore, my words ever grow false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor am I ever attracted to the material nature. So we find over and over again throughout the Bible time this theme of the spiritual master, whether it pertains to Dave and David Hutton. Instructing, preaching, there is the exchange between the spiritual master and the disciple, as we're finding here, between the Huguenot and the Huguenots. And we also find in the pages of the Bible time what happens when we disrespect the spiritual master. In the next canton, there's a pastime in which King Indra is sitting on his throne and they're having their plans. Remember his wife and children. And they are surrounded not only by great confidence, but also by the demigods. The Brahmas are there, the Rudras are there, the Charyas are there, the Kumaras are there, the Apsaras are dancing, the Gandharvas are singing very sweetly, and all sorts of musical instruments. Over Indra's head, there's a white umbrella that's described to be as beautiful and luminous as the full moon. And he's being fanned by 18 fans. So in this great assembly, the spiritual master of the demigods comes for hospital. And he receives for hospital, but he ignores him. He doesn't look in his dream. He doesn't offer for hospital a seat. And the hospital, the hospital is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the priests are only to go to the hospital. He's not an ordinary person. So the hospital sees this situation and he thinks, my disciple Indra has become great. And he loves Krishna. And immediately Indra feels remorse. Again, from the back of the great sea, this remorse comes and he does something wrong. And he gets up and he says, I've committed great offense. And he goes to the home of Brihaspati to beg his pardon. But Brihaspati has a vision of what's to come, and he makes himself invisible. So Indra cannot find him. And Indra says, now all my good fortune has been finished because I have disrespected my spiritual master. And indeed, that's what happens. Because Brihaspati has been disrespected, the demons become very powerful and are able to defeat the demigods. Not only defeat them, but they're seriously injured in battle. Their heads, their thighs, their arms are all injured in battle. So much so that they have to go to Brahma to seek shelter. And Brahma chastises them. He says, this has happened because you have disrespected your spiritual master, your husband. If you disrespect such a soul, such a superior, and all the results of impious activities are fulfilled. So this is the unfortunate situation. Srila Prabhupada himself, he mentions that one of the reasons that he was extra inspired to come to the West to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master was after reading the purport to a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, that those who are resolute in purpose, their aim is one. The intelligence of the irresolute is many branched, but the intelligence of the resolute is one in purpose. So Prabhupada read the commentary to this verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti, and he became reinvigorated, reinforced at least. And the books of the West and which. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says so forcefully in his commentary, he says, the instructions of my spiritual master, what are those instructions? To serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by hearing about him, chanting about him, remembering him, serving his lotus feet in different ways. These instructions are my sadhana, my means of attaining perfection. And they are also my sadhya. That means they're my perfection. They are my very livelihood. They are my life and soul. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, no desire except the desire to serve the instructions of my spiritual master. I do not care whether I'm happy or unhappy. This is immaterial to me. I do not care whether my material existence is eradicated or not. I simply want to follow the instructions of my spiritual master. So this is such a powerful statement from a self-realized soul. We can all feel indebted to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that he redoubled Prabhupada's resolve to come and give Krishna consciousness to the West, and then from the West, as we know, around the world. I was in Prabhupada's time, he was trained in photography, and his name is photography. And in Prabhupada's time, I used to take pictures of him. And once I had a morning walk here in the airport, and Prabhupada was really used to walk in the raised areas between the fields. So he came to an embankment, and that's where the church was running. And Prabhupada took one hand at his hand, and the other hand, and held him to the area of Devadinda in the next year. And got up this embankment with a little difficulty, it wasn't so easy. And then when he got up to the embankment, he did something very uncharacteristic. That arm that he was holding, Devadinda's arm, he pushed it away, forcefully. And he was surprised. He had never done anything like that before. But Prabhupada was making a point. He said, this is what the Bible means to you. They hold on to their spiritual masters, to his mercy, until they achieve some kind of liberation, and then they push them away. So this is not the Vaishnava way. The Vaishnava way is generally done by people say, he is my dear perfect devotee. And he writes that one who thinks that he can repay his debt to the spiritual master is a nothing step. And to lead you to make one more point before the end, and to make it more emphatically, I need to read it directly from the Prabhupada scriptures. So it's speaking about the Guru. And we automatically think the Guru is the person who initiates, who initiated me. But in fact, that's a narrow definition of Guru. So these quotes are from purports from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It says, the first manifestation described is the spiritual master, who appears in two plenary parts, called the initiating spiritual master and the instructing spiritual master. They are identical because both of them are phenomenal manifestations of the spiritual master. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has composed this Sanskrit verse at the beginning of his book, and now he will explain it in detail. He offers his respectful obeisances to the six principles of absolute truth. Guru is plural in number because anyone who gives spiritual instruction based on the revealed scriptures is accepted as a spiritual master. Although others give help in showing the way to beginners, the Guru who first initiates one with the Maha Mantra is to be known as the initiator, and the saints who give instructions for progressive advancement in Krishna consciousness are called instructing spiritual masters. The initiating and instructing spiritual masters are equal and identical manifestations of the initiating and instructing spiritual masters are equal and identical manifestations of Krishna, although they have different demons. Their function is to guide the conditioned souls back home, back to Delhi. There is no difference between the shelter given Supreme Lord and the initiating and instructing spiritual masters. If one foolishly discriminates between them, he commits an offense in the discharge of the conditioned service. The word guru is especially, the word guru is equally applicable to the Atma and Yaksha guru, the Sisha guru, and the Diksha guru. principle of the type of thing that all the men at the top here, all the men at the top here in his household was appointed to their friend in Chintamani. It was Chintamani that awakened him to accomplish an ecstasy of preparation to devote himself with the same passion he had for her, devote himself to the Supreme Being. And later on, in both the men at the top here, with his friend at work, Sir Hiranand, who adores all his spiritual masters equally, and who offers his respect and obeisances to Chintamani, the Shohananda, and then to his initiating spiritual master, Samadhiri, and then to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is also his instructing spiritual master. Not only many instructing spiritual masters, because only one initiating spiritual master. So, thank you very much for your kind attention. I came to India when I was 20 years old, and I came to join my young friend in this group, who was already in India, and I've been to my friend, then friend, and I, and we both were involved in photographing, and we wanted to take pictures at a quaint Indian village. So they went to Prabhupada to ask him what would be a suitable quaint Indian village to take with me. And Prabhupada looked at us with his very sober, grave look to the best. And he said, "You do not speak the language. Wherever you go, they will simply cheat you and steal your camels." And then he waited a moment, it was an electric moment, and he paused, and that information penetrated with the hands. And then he said, "Best you go to the room, and you can steer it." So that was Prabhupada's very first instruction to me. And sometime after that, this went away from Vrindavan, and that meant transferring me completely from the deepest to the best. Yes, that is the same question that came over the interview TV, so maybe I'll read that because it's again. It says, "Can a foolish and worldly person become a devotee through the association of the spiritual master by following his instructions from God and the Holy Spirit?" So it's a very similar question. The harmful, the foolish, and the passionate. So we see in this very this time that Lord Maharaj Rahudana was foolish, he was harmful, he was passionate. And the association of genders was freed of all those low qualities, and it could become individual. So sometimes, even as devotees, we can become overcome by the needs of nature. It's described at the Buddha Day. There's devotional service in the environment, devotional service in the meditation, devotional service in the environment. So while we're still on the neophyte stage, we're still struggling with these various needs, and so we can fall down into these harmful, foolish, compassionate frames of mind. So therefore, we need the association of elevated souls and their superiors so that we can again become free of these lower qualities and instead of purpose. Greenpeace says that there are millions and billions of men and women throughout the world, and all of them are less intelligent because they think they're not parents. So that is foolishness.